This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Houthi rebels have vowed fierce retaliation after American and British strikes against them. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The escalation involving Yemen's Houthi rebels has many worried about a wider conflict in the region. Yemen is the director of the Middle East program at CSIS.
The Houthis have the ability to get people's attention and to force people to respond, but I don't think they really think they can be or want to be in an actual battle with the United States, because that's not a fair fight at all.
As for Iran's role?
Supportive, but not directing them. And from an Iranian perspective, it's a great investment because you get all the upsides and none of the downsides.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Navy is warning American flag vessels to stay out of areas around Yemen and the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden for the next 72 hours. Israel has opened its argument in defense of itself at the United Nations top coordinator's South Africa's allegation that the war with Hamas amounts to genocide against Palestinians. AP's Charles Iledesma.
Israel strongly denies the claim, with a lawyer in the International Court of Justice courtroom, Tal Becker, saying people are misinterpreting the term genocide.
The attempt to weaponize the term genocide against Israel in the present context does more than tell the court a grossly distorted story. And it does more than empty the word of its unique force and special meaning.
Although the case is likely to take years to resolve, South Africa's asking the ICJ to order an immediate suspension of Israel's military offensive in the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles Diledesma.
More at voanews.com.